Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Want to win a pizza party for your homeroom and start collecting coins for Grace's Coin Drive? The coins will be donated to Blank Children's Hospital. That gives you 2 weeks to collect as many coins as you can. Every penny counts. Your homeroom teacher will collect coins daily. The donations will benefit the children of Blank Children's Hospital.
That's how 13-year-old Grace McCunn, otherwise known as Amazing Grace, has kicked off her yearly coin drive at the Ames Middle School to help children in Des Moines at the Blank Children's Hospital. Grace is herself a middle school student and an Ames resident. She is also holding a toy drive at this time as well. Her mission is to help children in the Blank Children's Hospital, a mission that started when she herself was diagnosed with chronic daily migraines and ended up staying at the Blank Children's Hospital for a while. Her experience became the beginning of a whole new life for Grace and connection to something bigger than herself and bigger than she had imagined. I'm Joy B, and together with KHOI reporter Maggie Westfold, we were able to sit down with Grace and listen to her tell her amazing story.
It started very small. Like, I wanted to get out of the hospital, and when I was leaving, I saw a couple people, you know, who had to stay and saw me leaving, and I felt kind of upset about how they stay there for a longer period of time than I did, because being in there for so long is not the best way to spend some time.
So you came away from there wanting to do something for them.
Yeah. So I decided maybe if I did something maybe small to make something good for them, like a toy, it'll help them have a better stay. So, yeah.
Well, how did you come up with that first idea?
Well, my brother, my sister, and I, we would do lemonade stands just for fun, I guess, to make, you know, a little cash, just spend it a little bit. And one day I was like, well, if I do a lemonade stand, maybe I could get so much as just maybe $50 just to get like a toy or something, or just put it towards Blank so they can use it on something that is more meaningful and more useful than for myself, because I have a lot of things for myself, but I know other people don't necessarily, they really don't have a lot. So I thought maybe if I gave back, it would help just one kid, maybe. One kid, that's all I was hoping for.
How did the profits go with that first lemonade stand? How much did you make that first time?
$50 or $100. I took the check down to Blank, and they were all like, thank you. And I was like, it's the least I could do, basically.
Tell us from there how your fundraising developed.
Well, I got really interested in helping and supporting out Blank. Blank did a lot for my family and for myself, so I was thinking maybe if I just kept going, I could make something so small become just a little bit bigger. And I didn't think slightest bit thought I was going to get this far. Like, I was like, well, if I get to $500, that's like amazing. I asked my friends if they wanted help out with the lemonade stands, and you know, they were sure, it's fun. So we did them probably almost every day for, I think, like the whole summer. And it was amazing how many people would stop by. Some people would, you know, pass, and then they see the sign, and then they turn around. And I was like,
cool.
It was kind of cool. Cause
so
where
you had
I
a
live,
sign
yeah.
that said Blank.
Yeah, and where I live, it would be the corner, and then it was like the main road, and they can turn around and come back. And it was like amazing how many people would come back.
Do your friends like to help you then?
Yeah.
Feel inspired?
I think so. The two people who've always helped me are Eve and Allie, and they've always been there with me and supported me through everything, and I think it's very special that they do that, because
sure.
A lot of people wouldn't do that, and it touches my heart.
Yeah.
Or it touches me a lot because they stuck with me. They really stuck with me.
Where did you go from lemonade stand? What happened next with trying to earn money for Blank Hospital?
My family is members out at the Ames Golf and Country Club, and we asked Corey, the manager, if we could maybe put just on a toy drive so people could come in from this timestamp to this timestamp and bring in toys, and I'd be there, I'd collect them, and then the day or two after that, my family and even I would take down the toys down to Blank and give them to them. And just when I took it down the first time, there were so many kids who, you know, they walk about in the halls to get exercise. And you could tell they lit up once they saw. They're like, oh, well, maybe I could play with that. Because it was so amazing how many people brought in things. Like, I think my mom still has pictures from the first day that We did the toy drive, and it was amazing. There was people bringing in big things, little things, massive, like, toys and Barbie dolls. And, you know, they can't bring stuffed animals in, so we had, like, limits and stuff. But we decided maybe if we keep that going, that I think it would be better. It would help out Blank a lot, and so I wanted to keep it going.
Why don't you talk about what's going on right now?
So I go to the Ames Middle School. I'm lucky enough that my community supports what I do, and the teachers and staff, they always support and help me out through everything. So I asked, you know, my principal, is it okay if I can do a coin drive for Blank Children's Hospital from this date to this date whenever you're free? They're like, sure. So it would be my third coin drive at the middle school. We're actually starting it December 3rd. We go for 2 weeks, so it gives students the time to collect coins, put it in with their homerooms, because I give each homeroom a little bin that says, you know, Grace's coin drive on it. We put up flyers around the school. They'll see them. A lot of them will bring in change coins as a very much, so they thought, well, I'll bring in some, but it really adds up.
It really does.
It really does. It honestly really does. And so the winners from sixth grade, like the homeroom who gets the most coins, in seventh and eighth grade, I give them a prize. My parents and I will go get some pizza and give it to the homerooms.
Yum.
And for like a congratulations, you helped out.
Yeah.
Last year, I asked the Iowa State Athletic Department women's basketball coach if any of his basketball players would be able to come in. So three came in and helped bring the pizza around to the homerooms. And this year I'm hoping I'll get in some more women's basketball.
So they not
players.
Only got a pizza, they had it served to them by famous athletes from Iowa State.
Yeah, so it was amazing how, you know, those students, the women's basketball team, was wanting to help out. Hoping to get, you know, either men's basketball players come in or women's basketball players come in, because it's amazing how, like.
Well, now I'm looking at something that says Grace's Toy Drive. So this is what you talked about with the country club and the toys that you were able to take down. So you're doing this. Are you doing this again?
Yes, I'm doing. Yeah. So basically, I'm holding the toy drive on Sunday, December 16th this year, from 3 to 5 p.m. And Corey, the manager, he makes his Corey soup and hot toddy on the club. So it's like they get food with it too. But new unwrapped toys, no stuffed animals, no, you know, food items. Pajamas, we would really, Blank really want some pajamas for the kids who maybe come into the emergency room all of a sudden and they didn't know they were going to have to stay.
Right.
So they didn't bring anything with them. So just having maybe pajamas. And then movies, books. So Blank is doing this new thing in the NICU where they have the parents of the NICU babies. They have the parents read stories to the babies because it'll help the baby get better, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
that.
It helps the connection.
Yeah, the connection, relationship-wise, trust-wise.
Right.
Then they'll let the parents take home the books that they read to them. So a lot of books are very needed in that time, because this year, during the holiday season, a lot more families have to stay down at Blank.
What would be the reason that they give you that they don't need any stuffed animals, just so the people know?
They cannot be sanitized.
Okay.
And they might be allergic to the stuff in the stuffed animals, or the medicine will kind of not mix very well. Yeah. Sometimes that'll happen.
There's concerns about allergies, immunity among patients. Were there any other things that they should not bring?
No food items, no played with toys.
Okay, so new toys.
New toys. Hardcover books instead of, you know, the soft for younger kids. They suggest hardcover books. So, and on Christmas Day, Blink has Santa come around to each patient and give them a special toy that they maybe been wanting, or they like certain personality, kind of like they like it and stuff like that. So it'll help them kind of ease, you know, you know, the worries of what might happen to them or what's going to happen in the future. And so I think that with all these toys, they'd have a better kind of stay over the Christmas season. Because staying during Christmas is kind of terrible.
That would be really hard.
Or just over the holiday season.
So we've talked a little about your current fundraising here and what's coming up. I'd like to back up a little bit, because I remember reading about a wall where you had to pay $10,000 or more to have a brick. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, so the first time I brought in my check, I gave it to them, and I saw the wall, you know, shiny and beautiful. And I was pretty like, impressive. Yeah, I started walking over to the wall and was asking them, how much does it take, you know, can I get my name up here? And they were trying to get me away from it to this. But I was so focused on this wall. I was like, well, how much is it? And they were like, it's $10,000. And I pointed my hand up to the wall and I was like, I'll be back. I'm coming back. So
that number didn't stop you, huh?
It stuck you.
Well, that
should have
told them
something.
It didn't
fly over my shoulder. Kind of.
That should have told them something about Grace right there. Can you talk about how you reached that number?
Well, my mom actually, she came up with the idea of a 5K.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for mom.
So I would still race doing lemonade stands. I was doing a lot of lemonade stands. I did one hot chocolate stand in front of my friend's business. And then I was probably at 5,000 or so. And then I went around to some businesses and was asking, you know, would you be able to support, blah, 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 blah. And then George White Chevrolet, I think it was, said that for every car they sold, they would give me $500. And at the end, they gave me $3,000.
Wow.
Wonderful.
They called it the lemonade sale.
Oh, nice. I saw you with a picture with lemonades.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Oh, the award I got for the philanthropy thing.
That would be the award.
Wow. It's now hanging on the top of our fireplace. Very beautiful.
The award you got was 2018 Outstanding Youth in Philanthropy, and it was awarded by the Association of Fundraising Professionals. When you received information that you were going to receive that award, what did that feel like?
Well, when I first was nominated for the award, I was thinking there's so many other kids that are doing kind of the same thing I'm doing. They're trying to help out their community and maybe a hospital or someplace or not really. I didn't know much about it. And then you know, a lot of my friends, the people who have been helping me, they wrote letters to try and nominate me. And then I think it was like July or something, like the 1st of July, when they sent an email to my mom. They said, you know, Grace won. Please keep this, you know, personal until August 1st. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, Don't tell anybody. But I told a couple of my friends. I mean, I was very proud of myself. I was very surprised I did win. It's what I always say. Never in a million years did I think I would ever come this far and have so many people know who I am and like what my story was. And to see when I stood up on the podium and, you know, spoke to them about what I've been doing and why I do it and how much they were fascinated on what I do and how I do it all the time. And I still fit in other things. It was amazing how at the very end of it, I was like, felt so grateful for everybody who was like supporting me and, you know, my parents and my sister and my brother and my friends, and it was amazing. Like, I brought my two best friends. They took the time out of their school day to come down and support me, and by doing that, this shows me how much love I have and how many people support and love me. And oh, okay.
Yeah.
It is. Like, when I first stood up there, I was so amazed on how many people brought their attention. It was like, woo! Mm-hmm. They're staring at me, and I was like, felt a little under pressure, but at the same time, I just wanted to speak out about what I was doing. So the best way I could do it was kind of stand up there and speak about it.
I did want to ask your mom, Mary Jane. Evidently, this daughter of yours is pretty amazing. Have you been like just sat back and had a coffee in the morning and said to your husband, like, wow?
She just comes up with these ideas and we just go along with it.
My mom says I'm very persistent. She tells me that whenever I want something, I just kind of have to get it, have to do it.
I did see where you said you want to dedicate your life to making a difference and inspiring others to do the same. And then they said you were quoted as saying, if you can dream it, you can believe it, and you can do it. Do you have that up on your wall?
So basically that is, I think my mom and I came up with that. You know, my mom would always say, you know, you can do this. You just got to put your mind to it. So I kind of said, you know, if you dream it and believe it, you're going to be able to do it. And so that's kind of been my quote of the day, every day. I say it sometimes to myself or I'll say it to some of my friends. And personally, I say it after every kind of speech I give. It's like at blank when I have my speeches, I always look at my mom and I say, if you dream it, you'll believe you can do it.
So do you think about your future when you guys are hanging out in the lemonade stand? Do you talk about like...
Well, a lot of my friends are like, well, Grace, you're going to go so far in the future. And I just...
There are people, they make a living as fundraisers. Do you think that you could do this someday for a profession?
I probably could. I don't know if I want to think about it right now because I'm right here.
You're focused, yeah.
I want to do something now and not wait till the future. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old or young you are. You can still help out. Doesn't matter if just bring in, you know, a penny. It's still something. It'll help something. Mm-hmm. It adds up and, you know, it'll grow fast, like with the coin drive. Some of those homerooms started out with nothing, but then they, you know, progressively found spare change, put it in, and some of the homerooms that were actually down at the bottom, like, they didn't really think about it. It kind of went over their shoulders. At the end, like, I think like a week before, they started realizing that it actually helps, and they put in a lot of their spare change, and mm-hmm. I thought it was amazing.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support community radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.